Hey everyone, welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving into some seriously heavy stuff today. Ever feel like life throws a curveball right when you think you've got everything figured out? Well, that's trauma and adversity for you. It can sneak up on us in the most unexpected ways. And sometimes, it feels like you're drowning in darkness, wondering how you'll ever find your way back to the light. But guess what? You absolutely can find strength even in those darkest moments. This podcast isn't about pretending that everything is sunshine and rainbows because let's be real, life can be a roller coaster. It's about equipping you with the tools and mindset to navigate those rough patches, to come out on the other side stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. So, buckle up, grab your favorite mug of coffee or tea or whatever gets you through. And let's talk about how to find strength when things feel impossible. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really sink your teeth into. First, acknowledge your pain. This might seem obvious, but it's so crucial. Bottling up your emotions doesn't make them disappear, they just fester and build up. You deserve to feel your feelings, the sadness, the anger, the fear without judgment. Let yourself grieve, cry, scream into a pillow, I totally get it, whatever helps you process those emotions. Next, connect with your support system. Remember that village we all have? That's not just a saying, it's real. Lean on your loved ones, friends, or support groups. Sharing your burden can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Think of it like sharing a giant slice of pizza. It's way more manageable when you split it with people you care about. Speaking of community, don't be afraid to seek professional help. We live in a world where therapy is becoming more accessible than ever before. Trust me, there is no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They are trained professionals who can provide guidance, support, and coping mechanisms tailored to your unique situation. Now, let's talk about building resilience. Think of it like building muscle. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. Start by identifying your strengths, those things you're good at, the activities that bring you joy. Focus on nurturing those positive aspects of yourself. Even small victories count. Celebrate them, big or small, because they build momentum and fuel your journey. Lastly, remember self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, even when it feels like you're failing. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You are worthy of love, care, and respect, especially from yourself. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who recently went through a devastating breakup. She felt lost, heartbroken, and unsure how to pick up the pieces. She isolated herself, avoiding social gatherings and withdrawing from her loved ones. But one day, she stumbled upon a support group for people dealing with heartbreak. She hesitantly attended, fearing judgment but desperate for connection. And guess what? The support group became her lifeline. She realized that countless others had walked similar paths, shared their vulnerabilities, and offered words of comfort and encouragement. Sarah began to open up, sharing her pain and receiving empathy in return. Slowly, she started rebuilding her life, taking small steps each day, reconnecting with friends, joining a yoga class, rediscovering hobbies she had neglected. This support group gave her the courage to face her emotions, acknowledge her strength, and ultimately, find healing and hope amidst the heartbreak. So remember, finding strength in adversity is not about being superhuman, it's about showing up for yourself, even when it's hard. It's about acknowledging your pain, seeking support, nurturing your resilience, and practicing self-compassion along the way. Take a deep breath, you got this. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's keep spreading the message of hope and resilience together. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue to explore ways to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and grit.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.